Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
We want to go to Ukraine. Putin still cannot accept that he must stop killing, and that means that the world is not putting enough pressure on Russia. Those are words spoken by the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky after overnight attacks left three people dead, including a four-year-old child. The attacks came after the conclusion of 3 days of talks in Miami aimed at ending the war. Ukrainian MP Lisa Yasko joins me now. Lisa, can you tell me more about those recent attacks?
Well, it was a massive attack this night with drones and with ballistics, mostly targeting energy infrastructure this time, but also hitting, of course, unfortunately, our people. And it was hard to sleep this night in Kyiv in terms of the victims and destruction in Kyiv. Thank God it wasn't that bad, but we lost a lot of electricity resources today, so we have even longer power cuts now, and we have problems with heating, with water, with internet. So, for instance, my connection now on a telephone may disappear because the signal may not be that strong anymore.
And in terms of the heating, like, what is it like? How are you managing there? Is it very cold across the country at the moment?
Look, we are people who are capable of running a revolution in minus 20, as it was in 2014, in a revolution of dignity. When we see injustice, for us, if it's cold, it's not the reason to stop fighting for justice. But of course, people are tired because it's 4 years of the full-scale invasion, and mentally that's very hard. Physically, that's also very hard. But we continue because we have to cope. There is no other way.
I know that your President Zelensky was warning that there would be some kind of massive strike at Christmas or on these days around Christmas, 23rd, 24th, 25th, that he said was in Russia's nature. It's just obviously, as you say there, you're growing used to it, even if you are tired of it. But at Christmas, it must be particularly hard.
For sure. But we're not surprised by that. We're used to that. Putin is always striking during special days or symbolic days. And he also likes when all the world is on vacation, so no one can really make a statement or have a proper reply. He's always doing it. He attacked Georgia in 2008 in August when everyone was on vacation. And he continues doing it all the time. So we actually knew that the likelihood of the massive strike around Christmas time is huge. And it already happened this night, and I believe it will be more during next days.
There were talks in Miami over the weekend, Lisa. Where is that talks process at now?
Well, we are not very optimistic. We believe that talks are needed, but the prospects of the end of the war is not close. We don't feel that there is the light in the end of the tunnel. So we believe that Putin doesn't want to end war, and that's obvious. We cannot be just expecting and hoping every day for a better day just because we are not naive. We're not naive anymore. We know that the war will not be all over tomorrow. But diplomatic efforts are important, and if there is any chance to reach any ceasefire, frozen solution or anything, of course, we would welcome that.
Now, there have been talks between the US, Ukraine and Europe, and then separately between the US and Russia. Is there any sense of when there may be direct talks between the Russian and Ukraine delegations?
Well, I think once they are ready, we are ready. We are always ready if it helps. But at this stage, I think Putin and Russia they see no sense in talking to to us just because they want to have a strong position together with the United States. They believe that they can force us to sign deals that will be for Russian.
We were reporting last week about that EU decision to agree a 90 billion euro loan for Ukraine. And of course, they could not agree to source that loan from the frozen Russian assets. Can I get your reaction to that, both sides of that?
Well, we are glad that there was such an historical summit of the EU and there was an agreement to provide this loan. Of course, the question of international law and the leadership of Europe is still open if we talk about the frozen assets, because I think it would be absolutely right to show the force and the strength that Europe can confiscate these frozen assets and provide it as a loan to Ukraine. But they didn't do that. I think this is not good because Putin actually celebrated that. He said that, you see, Europe is scared that they cannot do that. But in the same time, I believe that the conversation about the frozen assets will be continuing, and the decision that has to be made one day will be made. But on the loan that was agreed, this is very important for our defense, for our resilience, for our for this winter, for next year. We need to be able to defend ourselves in Europe, and this money is crucial to us.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Many thanks for joining us from Ukraine this evening. That's Ukrainian MP Lisa Yasko. Stay safe.